Well, the electrification program has provided a tremendous market for equipment of all kinds. It's been estimated that for every dollar spent in distribution lines, there has been $4 spent in equipment and wiring and one thing another. And in addition to that, the productivity of agriculture has been enhanced because of the availability of electricity. I believe that on farms you will find air conditioning moving into that field as well as in the city dwellings, and in addition to that, many other pieces of equipment, as the farmers are able to buy them, will be buying them, as has been the practice in the past. In 1938, we received electricity on our farm for the first time, and we have milking machines and water system. I have electric welder in the shop, electric drills of all kinds. In the house, we have a deep freeze in the basement, hot water heater, and in the kitchen, all of the appliances that you will find in a modern city home. It makes farming a wonderful occupation. In addition to that, we have television. I believe the cheapest help that we have on the farm is electricity. Without it, we would need many more men per farm, and without it, we would not have been able to produce through the emergency period in keeping with the demands that has been made on agriculture for more foodstuffs. About 4 million farms have been electrified. The government has loaned about $2.7 billion to these distribution systems, and it has been an extensive operation, one that no one ever realized would have gone as far as it has. This administration has gone full speed ahead. We have a loan program that I think everyone must agree is adequate, and we have tried to set up an organization that will give more for the dollar. We have reorganized our department, and we have not thrown out career people. We have picked the best ones that we have, put them in responsible positions, and they're doing a very good job for the farmers of America. And we're encouraging the farmer to assume more and more of the responsibility of administration of his own system, because we believe, and I think everyone else recognizes, the future of our system will depend on the wisdom of our own policy judgment back on the grassroots level. 50% of the power that is used on our systems is purchased from utility companies. We think the big battle is pretty much over as to controversy about who should do what, and we're trying to cultivate now an atmosphere of working together, because we must do that. To say that we cannot would be admitting defeat. I believe the supply of electric power has never been adequately reached, because the demand continues to grow. You must build and build, and I believe it will require the resources of all of us to meet the demand because of the tremendous value of electricity. Of course, the areas that are not served at the present time are very difficult areas to reach. They're not feasible as far as a loan is concerned, and perhaps not exactly extensive farm operation areas, and distances between farms is so great that the cost capital investment is so heavy that they're hard to reach. I think it's estimated, for example, in Kentucky at the present time, there's about 40,000 farms that are unelectrified, and that, of course, is quite extensive when we need to do something about it. I think that in the field of generation of electric power, that atomic energy will someday be a blessing to the country. And certainly, if we can get electricity at a cheaper cost, there's no limit to how much we can use.